From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson, and these are your headlines for Thursday, March 13th. In Butte County, nearly 13% of residents are facing food insecurity. That's according to the county's most recent community health assessment. Despite this, food waste is a persistent issue. The average person wastes about 200 pounds of edible food a year, according to data from the nonprofit ReFed. Locally, 530 Food Rescue Coalition works to curb food waste while also addressing food insecurity. Sheila McQuaid is the coalition's project director.
Food has been identified as this very valuable commodity that we need to think thoughtfully through how we're disposing of it. If it's edible, it needs to go to people.
530 Food Rescue takes edible food that would have been thrown away and transports it to local nonprofits who get it to people who need it. Since they started their work about 3 years ago, they have saved more than 550,000 pounds of food. PG&E is hosting a public community meeting next week to discuss the company's efforts to prevent wildfire risk by placing power lines underground. The project is 90% done, according to a press release from the company last week. But next month, PG&E will continue the project along Skyway and Pence Road. The community meeting will be at 5:30 in the evening on March 18th at Table Mountain Masonic Lodge in Paradise. The term atmospheric river has become a part of our everyday vocabulary, and there's a reason for that. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at the findings from a new scientific study.
People living in the North State have become accustomed to storms that are really long, concentrated bands of moisture that hit the coast and then move inland. They're called rivers, and they can sometimes hit with the force of one. They pick up water from the ocean and dump it in prodigious amounts that can lead to flooding, mudslides, and heavy snow, and they're coming more often. A new study coming out this week confirms this, and that they're getting larger and more powerful over the last 40 years, and that can be bad because they can be destructive, causing flooding, mudslides, and damage to infrastructure. These findings are consistent with climate scientists' predictions. They attribute the changes to warmer air caused by fossil fuel burning. Warmer air holds more water, and the resulting storms are more energetic. They warn that this trend will continue as the planet continues to warm. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
A Shasta High School senior is becoming a big deal among California snowboarders. According to the Pluma Sun, Stella Hightower took first place in her division at the recent California and Nevada State Snowboarding Championships at Sierra Tahoe. The 17-year-old is known for her aggressive style and winning spirit. School officials credit her success to countless hours of training on and off the slopes. She's also a 4.0 student. The victory will send her to the USASA National Championship in Colorado in April. Collier Hardware has been a staple in downtown Chico for more than 150 years. Now it's getting ready to permanently close its doors. NSPR's Serena Grossi reports.
Walking inside the historic building of Collier Hardware, you're immediately greeted with creaky floorboards. For decades, aisles were filled with home maintenance items, tools, and kitchen supplies. Now, most of those aisles are empty. Last month, Collier's owners announced that they would be closing the store over social media. They've seen a lot of community support since.
The first day we had 560 customers in the store, which is unprecedented.
That's Becky Rodriguez, a manager at Collier's. Rodriguez says the store closed because sales had gone down, while costs to maintain business went up.
I'm most worried about just what ends up happening with this building after the fact, because there's so much history that's visible, then it'll be a tragedy for, you know, someone to renovate it too much that then that is gone.
The building has housed Collier's since 1871 and is currently for sale. It's been on the market since last fall, and there hasn't been a buyer yet. Collier's is slated to close March 30th. In the meantime, it's having a going out of business sale and a silent auction for multiple antique tools. In Chico, I'm Serena Grossi.
And those were your headlines for Thursday, March 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.